increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Rob Artigo here once again, your host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm an entrepreneur in California. Wonderful to be back again with you, Ray.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Rob. Thanks for joining me today.
Of course, Ray is the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Ran Micrel for more than 37 years. So, Ray, you say loyalty is one of the most important human attributes. And I was thinking about loyalty, and this is how I kind of framed it was, you know, loyalty in the mafia means something very different than the loyalty we expect in our lives, you know, with our families and our places that we work, because those are the more productive and meaningful ways to have loyalty. Blind obedience really is not loyalty anyway. So a healthy loyalty benefits pretty much everybody.
So going back to your comment about that loyalty is not the same thing with the mafia. So why don't you kind of hit on that, why you think that loyalty is not the same as it is in the mafia?
What I mean is that if I'm just being obedient, that's not loyalty.
Well, it's part of loyalty, though.
I mean, but there's an expectation that you're cooperating and willing to do what the other person expects of you. But I think that loyalty, if I tell you that you're going to do something or I'm going to hurt you, it's really more of coercion than loyalty. Does that make sense?
Sounds like a gang type thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mafia, in the mafia. You expect that somebody might, you know, like the boss tells you to do something and you either don't do it or you fail to do it right. You could be sleeping with the fishes, as they say, with cement shoes.
So let's talk about then why loyalty is one of the most important attributes that a human can have.
Okay, why don't we start with that?
Why? Because it might flow into why you think that there's no honor among
people. Well, we have a list here. I have a list of 7 bullet points that you had written about, and we'll go through those. But let's start with your explanation here.
Okay, so we're talking about the loyalty is the best, strongest attribute we can have. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I think that's what you were leading into.
When you think of a relationship with another person, and that you want to build that relationship, that's where loyalty comes in, because you're honorable. In other words, you're trustworthy. You have integrity. You show dignity. You're not negative. You're positive in how you want to develop that relationship. You're a good listener. You're joyful. You're happy when you're around them. You're willing to be supportive. And if they have a problem, you're going to jump in and help them. And so that's what I mean by, if we look at loyalty, loyalty implies obedience. It's obedience in that relationship, whether it be marriage, whether it be a family, whether it be your school, your vocation, whatever it is, you're going to show, you're going to be obedient to the requirements of that vocation. You know, following the rules as you would, whether you're an engineer, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a husband or whatever it is you're doing, you want to make sure you comply with the agreement or the rules as you would associated with that relationship.
Well, let's take a look at this list that you put together here, which I think is all meaningful points. And this is really all related to the concept of demonstrating that loyalty, which you were mentioning there. Number one says you're just simply being dependable.
Yeah. I mean, what employee that's not to work on time or dependable at their job, would be considered loyal? See, that's the key to being dependable is that, you know, you can rely on me. You can depend on me. I'm valuable. I'm resourceable, as you would.
Yeah.
I'm there for you. That's being dependable. You know, you're there when you're needed.
Is it, well, before I continue to number two, is it important to make sure that you're demonstrating that loyalty to your employer or the other people that you are loyal to?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the key to being dependable. If you're not dependable, how can that be considered loyalty, whether it be military duty or whether it be some other political arena where you're not being dependable in the way you vote or the way you resource your particular job.
All right. So number two here is being supportive no matter what the issue is.
Absolutely. That's, you know, if you're not supportive and, if, you know, say you're an employee, as you would, if you're not supportive of the company and its mission, you shouldn't be working there. And the same thing, if you're the CEO or the boss and you're not supportive of your employee, they're going to know that and they're going to leave you. They're going to go off in some other vocation. It's extremely important to be supportive. With your political party, if you're not supporting your views, then you're just not going to be a very loyal political leader.
Yeah. And if you're representing a company that has products that are for sale, and you go, when you're out talking to other people, you tell people, oh, I prefer the widget from Sony Corporation or something like that, and it's not the widget you sell, it's a different company that does it, and you're like, well, yeah, I just think it's a better product. I mean, that's not being supportive. Is you're trash talking basically your own product, and that's not going to help things out. So that's the if you're not supporting the product, then you're not being supportive.
Right, exactly.
All right, number three, being kind and compassionate. That's something that is really, you know, part of the culture of Mike Krell for 37 years when you were running the company. And it seems like very much common sense to be part of this list is being kind and compassionate.
I can't think of any other two attributes that would be more associated with loyalty than being kind and compassionate. In a marriage relationship, if you're not kind and compassionate with your spouse, how's that being loyal? Or if you're an employee and you're not showing kindness and compassion towards your fellow worker or towards your company, then understanding and dependable, all these things wrapped up into kindness and compassion, then what kind of person are you?
And being a good listener is number four.
Yes, that's again the what kind of a supportive spouse or worker would you be if you're not a good listener? If you don't listen well, remember we have two ears and one mouth for a reason, and we need to use them proportionally, meaning you should be listening more than you're talking. And so listening is extremely important because you're not going to understand the other person's point of view if you're not listening, if you're trying to talk over them. And we see that a lot in politics. I mean, they don't listen to each other. They really don't. They just try to talk over each other. And that's a discouraging thing, no matter what political party you're affiliated with. They all try to talk. They don't listen very well. They all try to talk over each other.
Yeah. Just listen to one of these congressional House hearings or something like that. You know, the politicians are not listening to what the people that are testifying are saying. They just, when it's time for them to ask questions, all they do is make a statement. Number five, going the extra mile.
That's kind of a biblical saying, is to go the extra mile. Cause that does show loyalty, willing to do whatever it takes. No excuses. We talk about in our book, Tough Things First, just doing whatever is minimal, just doing the minimum amount doesn't speak to your loyalty, doesn't speak to your willingness to really do whatever it takes to make this adventure a success, whether it be a marriage or whether it be an education or work situation, if you're not willing to go the extra mile, work the extra minutes for the in the day, or put in the extra time and energy, that doesn't speak well to your loyalty.
And number six, being respectful, not judgmental.
You know, that's something we talked about in one of our podcasts about, you know, differentiate, don't discriminate. Being respectful is extremely important in a relationship. You know, I tell my wife every day, maybe 5 or 10 times a day, how much I appreciate, how much I love her and appreciate what she does for us and the family. And so I express that, you know, readily. And so, you know, at your work, whether you're a doctor, nurse, or whatever, your lawyer, express appreciation to your to those that you're working with, your client. If you're a lawyer, you know, express appreciation. Tell how much I appreciate you as a client, or vice versa. If you're a client, tell how much you appreciate the legal advice you're getting, or whoever's taking care of your house, or whether they're mowing your lawn, or whether they're planting your flowers, or cleaning your house, whatever. Express appreciation to them. Tell them how much you really appreciate what they're doing. So expressing appreciation is so key to developing a loyal relationship. And we need more of that. We don't express appreciation enough.
Well, the final one on this list here, I think I might have transcribed it incorrectly, because it says judging others. I think the idea is really not to be judgmental of others.
Well, again, it goes to being respectful.
Yeah.
Okay. Differentiate, but don't discriminate. Finding out why your spouse didn't cook the best meal that you were expecting, you know, and being respectful. In other words, there was a reason why that happened that way, or why your boss yelled at you, or why you yelled at your boss, or whatever the issue may be. Is try to be understanding, and not jump to conclusions. And you know, you've heard that, you know, jumping to conclusions can kill you. And so don't make off the cuff statements until you walk, as they say, the Indians walk 2 miles in their shoes, as you would, or whatever, 2 weeks or whatever. And so, you know, don't judge, don't be quick to judge, be slow to judge.
As always, you can reach out to Raise In with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. Continue your education and the conversation with all of the podcasts, blogs, and links to information about Ray's books, Tough Things First, The Zen of Zen 1, 2, and 3. And of course, we have another book coming up that is The Essential Leadership. And I think everyone's going to enjoy that, Ray.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.